Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. This is my fucking third time I tried to do this today, so hopefully this one doesn't get interrupted. But let's see, it's January 3rd, it's Thursday, it's 2019, and it's the 10th day of Christmas for all you still celebrating. Man, that fucking holiday seems dead to me, but I don't know. I don't know, if you're still celebrating, I guess you drag it on for as long as you can. Let's get through some birthdays here. First up, we got Dabney Coleman. So that's a boy's name, Dabney. He's 87 today. He played Mr. Drysdale in the Beverly Hillbillies movie. So that's the banker. And I fucking love the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, when I was a kid. The only thing that ruined fucking, like, the Beverly Hillbillies and Gilligan's Island and fucking, like, I Dream a Genie and shit for me was when they colorized the shit. It was so weird. You know what I'm saying? You watched it for so long, and then you saw it in color, and it was like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. It's weird. What else was he? He was Gerald in Clifford. That was a funny fucking movie, dude. For the 80s, Clifford was a fucking funny movie. Martin Short acting like a little fucking kid, and the dude had the dude from, shit, man, what was that dude's name? He was in, I think he was in The Money Pit. Was that the one, or I don't know. Watch Clifford. Pull that shit up. I'm sure it's free somewhere. Who do we got next? Jason Marsden. This dude's 44 today. He played Max in A Goofy Movie. He played Haku in Spirited Away. My wife, it's like one of her favorite movies of all time. I've never seen the whole thing all the way through. I don't like the Japanese animation shit. I don't know. I like cartoons. I like Adventure Time. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love King of the Hill. But never got into the Japanese animation stuff. This dude also played Jason in Boy Meets World. He played the convenience store clerk in Fun with Dick and Jane. So that movie was fucking hilarious, dude. That was like the best movie Jim Carrey was ever in, I think. I'm pretty sure. Man, I don't think I've seen anything funnier than that one with him in it. That does it for that guy, though. Who do we got next? Danica McKellar. McKellar. Turning 44, she played Winnie Cooper. Man, we got all the fucking old movies and TV shows today. So who the fuck was Winnie Cooper? Come on. The Wonder Years. One of the fucking greatest movies or TV shows when we were kids, man. Yeah, they only had fucking 10 of them, so. She's in a bunch of other shit I've never seen or heard of. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else other than The Wonder Years. What do we got next? That dude never fucking made it anywhere either. He was in that one with the guy from Bobby's World that does that reality show now. The Howie Mandel dude. He was in that one where the monsters lived under the fucking, under the bed. And he'd go to the monster world, and then there was Boy or whatever the fuck, the evil villain dude at the end. That movie was pretty cool. I remember I liked that a lot when I was a kid. But yeah, I haven't seen that fucking Wonder Years guy in a long ass time. I think I saw him, he was doing some shit or heard his voice on some like Nickelodeon, like lasted two season long fucking cartoon for kids, like young ass kids. But yeah, I don't know, maybe he is doing shit. I'm sure we'll get to him sooner or later. Okay, what we got next here? Nicholas Gonzalez, he's 43 today. He played Angel in Spun. That movie was crazy. He played Carlos in The Purge Anarchy, which, you know, The Purge should get a lot of credit because most fucking, like, horror type, like, I know that's not, like, a horror movie, but most movies in the fucking, I would classified in the horror genre and science fiction, whatever the fuck. But most of the time when movies make it to movie 4 in that genre, that shit's a fucking like F movie, you know what I'm saying? It's not even a B movie anymore. It's like a fucking horrible, horrible movie they're just trying to milk. But that shit did pretty good all the way through. He played Juan for one episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. He played Detective Morales for Sleepy Hollow, and Dr. Neil in The Good Doctor, which I've heard the name of that show a lot. I've never actually seen it. And then next up, we got Katie McGarth, turning 36 today. She played Zara in Jurassic World. So she was the one in charge of the kids in the first Jurassic World movie. Did a great job taking care of those kids. I heard she did all of her own stunts, though. Like, I watched the behind the scenes, and she had to do the zip line thing up and down when the fucking whale or whatever the fuck the mosasaur was eating her in the movie. She played Morgana in Merlin. She played Oriane in The Labyrinth, which is a TV show, not the old fucking David Bowie rubbing his cock in front of a little girl's face movie. The fucking guy, man. That's so crazy that, like, in the 80s, how they dress like that shit. You know, it's like fucking... Why? I don't understand. I had my own stupid little clothing fashion, but the fucking leather pants and shit, you know that shit ain't comfortable, dude. Your fucking shit's all cutting off circulation and shit. I don't know. She also plays Lena Luthor in Supergirl. Never seen that. I don't like Superman. I definitely won't like Supergirl. Not a sexist thing. You just know they're not going to put as much money in Supergirl as they do Superman. What do we got? That did it for the fucking actor people today. What do we got? History. So in 1749, the Berlinski has its first issue published, making it the oldest fucking newspaper in Denmark. So this thing apparently is still published today, from 1749 until now. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. What do we got next? 1870, the Brooklyn Bridge goes under construction. In 1888, the James Lick Telescope, you think they would have named that shit something different, became the largest refracting telescope in the world for its time. So it's not the largest anymore, but the Lick Telescope was refracting. 1911, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake destroyed the city of Almaty in Russia. In 1913, the lowest barometric pressure reading for a non-tropical storm happened when the Atlantic Coast Storm of 1913 hit. You guys couldn't go the rest of your life without fucking knowing that shit, okay? That's going to be on, like, your winning question for Jeopardy one day, and you're going to know because of me. Just want you to know that. 1925, Mussolini announces that Italy is now under dictator rule, and he is that dictator. 1932, the United Fruit Company fires all their employees in Honduras, making the government declare martial law to stop the fucking people from ripping that goddamn country apart. 1933, Minnie Craig became the first representative speaker in the U.S. for her state of North Carolina. So she became the first, like, state representative that was a female, and she was from North Dakota. Not Carolina, North Dakota. Those are fucking worlds apart. What do we got? 1938, FDR established the March of Dimes to fight infant polio. And in 1947, the first televised proceeding of U.S. Congress took place. So that must have been super exciting. You'd watch a bunch of old fucks sit and talk in a room about shit you have no control over. Sure, I'm glad I have The Walking Dead instead of watching that shit, dude. That's gotta be crazy for baby boomers, going from like three fucking channels that don't even run all the time to be able to stream whatever the fuck. Like, that is the hardest thing about watching TV nowadays, is trying to decide what the fuck to watch. Because you look at all this shit and they do horrible jobs with the trailers, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to fucking trick you in, and they know if they make trailers for some of this shit, you ain't gonna watch it, so they just, like, make everything just very limited. Yeah, come on, try it. You gotta kill time. I don't know. Where the fuck was I? 1953, the first mother and son to serve in U.S. Congress at the same time goes to Oliver and Francis Bolton. 1957, the first electric watch is introduced by the Hamilton Watch Company. Now, this is pretty cool. I watched, speaking about watching crazy boring shit, I watched a, like, probably a 45-minute long documentary on a watchmaker from Japan. It had subtitles, but it was on YouTube. You can go check it out. This dude makes these watches by hand, and it took him a year to make this one fucking watch, and it does the regular, it did time, the regular calendar, and then some sort of, like, Japanese style calendar where it, like, fans in and out on the watch. And this shit was all just by hand-carved fucking gears and, you know, ran off of quartz or whatever the fuck it ran off of. But holy shit, you talk about craftsmanship, man. I mean, this dude ends up selling this fucking watch for, like, over $100,000. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about craftsmanship, dude. This dude was at it for, like, 8 to 10 hours a day. Like, he works fucking weekends just to make one fucking watch. Could you imagine buying a watch for that much money with that much craftsmanship? Like, I wouldn't even fucking trust myself with something like that. I don't give a fuck how much money I got. $100,000 for a fucking watch. Crazy. What do we got next? Yeah, but yeah, I thought about trying to get into that myself with the, you know, when I found out that they had watches for that much money. Handmade shit, but I don't have that much time to dedicate to make a watch to get going. And this dude he went to like an actual watch making school, so I mean, you got to know all the fucking mathematics for creating those gears. And like, man, there's a lot to making those watches. That was definitely an art that's going to be lost one day. What do we got next? 1959, Alaska became the 49th state. And I wonder how much a fucking 49-state flag goes for. You know what I'm saying? Like one from back when there were still only 49 fucking stars on the flag. I wonder how much that shit goes for. Look for them at yard sales. 48, 49-star flags. They're probably worth something. 1961, the only reported reactor fatalities happen in America when the Maybe it wasn't America. I just threw the America in there. It happened somewhere when the SL-1 reactor is destroyed by a steam explosion. 1977, Apple got incorporated. In 2000, Peanuts released its final daily issue of the comic. You know, I like fucking the old school Snoopy shit, but that new, I'm not even trying the new Peanuts movie. That looked fucking horrible. You know, if it's not broke, don't fucking fix it, right? I mean, I hate all this new computer, like the janky looking computer animation, you know what I'm saying? I still like the fucking DreamWorks and Pixar shit, but some of the shit they make, man, it's like clay animation, I could never do the fucking clay animation. That shit reminds me of Gumby. I fucking hated Gumby. Yeah, I didn't like that celebrity death match, I don't like the fucking clay shit, the Wallace and Gromits, all that crap. I do not like it. Adventure Time did an episode of fucking clay. I didn't like that episode. 2004, the deadliest Egyptian airline disaster in history happened when 148 people die after the plane crashes into the Red Sea. what do we got? I got a whole bunch of notes here. 2009, the block of blockchain of the decentralized payment system Bitcoin was established. It was called Genesis Block. And I've already mentioned, man, when I first heard about fucking blockchain, it was probably around 2009, 2010. I was sitting there listening to NPR and I was like, man, I think we should buy some of this shit. And I told like my dad thought it was a stupid idea. My wife thought it was a stupid idea. Everybody was like, why the fuck would you buy fake money. And don't fucking listen to other people. If you have a good idea about something, just go out. If I would have spent $100 on that Bitcoin, I probably wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. I'd be fucking somewhere nice. Like Rosemond. What do we got? 2018. So that's today. A computer analyst have reported that every computer microprocessor in the world has two major security vulnerabilities, and they are named Spectre and Meltdown. So that's pretty fitting, Meltdown. But yeah, I looked through the fucking news. It was on Wikipedia. I looked through the fucking CNN and NPR, and yeah, nobody was talking about this, so I don't know how crazy a news that is. Maybe we'll be covering it tomorrow, but yeah, I wonder who knows how to use these. What are they? Vulnerabilities. Yeah, it doesn't say if it's a virus or what the fuck it is, but I don't know. So I got good news. I am not going to Alabama. I'm going to fucking Florida. And you know what? You know what's great about Florida? You know what's not illegal in Florida? Almost fucking everything, dude. I mean, fucking Florida's like East California. I'm gonna love it there. It's fucking amazing. My uncle's got a plumbing company up there. Yeah, it's fucking Florida is gonna be way better than Alabama. I don't have to quit the kratom, which is really nice because I have made zero progress on that endeavor. And, you know, I was a little worried because it's one of those medical marijuana states. You know what I'm saying? But I looked in the newspaper. I'm going to be doing some newspaper advertising. I looked in their newspaper and I saw Dr. Greenleaf. You know, you go get your license at Dr. Greenleaf. So I'm thinking that's going to be pretty sweet. I might just bring my California medical license and tell them I need to renew it in Florida. And everything will be good. There's a dispensary where I'm going to be living. I'm pretty fucking excited, dude, because not only kratom's legal, there's one, like, fucking county in Florida where kratom's illegal, but it's totally legal. We've got medical marijuana. We've got fucking lottery tickets. There's no crazy sin taxes. Sales tax is at 6%. Houses. Now, I'm not going to be able to find a house for $40,000 to $60,000, but they start at $90,000. We saw one for $90,000 that's on a canal. The backyard is on a fucking canal. So, I don't know. We'll see how much work I can muster up. Might end up still fucking moving to wherever the fuck will hire us on the West Coast. We're not going to try for the East Coast. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how much money I can make down there. But not going to fucking Alabama, man. I'm so happy I'm not going to fucking Alabama. I mean, I was fucking, like, harebrained scheming, like, fuck, I'll get a P.O. box in Mississippi. It's only an hour drive. I'll fucking have my kratom shipped to Mississippi, and then fucking every month I'll just order a fuckload of it. Like, oh, man, I had those brains fucking twisting, but yeah, now I'll be able to get my shit delivered right to my house the way it should be, and get on my medical marijuana so I can get off of my medical kratom. And yeah, I don't know, they got exotic pets in Florida too. There's no like laws, so where we're moving, I heard that there's actual jaguars that just walk down the street. There's fucking alligators, there's bears, all sorts of crazy shit. They've had those hurricanes that, like, fucking all the animals from the zoo escaped. They're just out there living in the fucking swamp. I think it's going to be fucking paradise. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, we're not talking about any news today. We're talking about my cool fucking not going to Alabama. But, yeah, that pretty much does it. Lottery tickets. No crazy alcohol restrictions, no crazy kratom marijuana restrictions, but it's all nice and legit, and it should be cheaper than California even, so I'm pretty excited. But yeah, I'm gonna be leaving here Monday, so I don't know how the fucking podcast is gonna work. We got a toddler, so we're only gonna be driving for like 10 to 12 hours a day, so I'll probably have time in the hotel room to get some shit written down and do the podcast. So I'm going to try, guys. I'm going to try every day to not miss one. But yeah, like today, I tried this shit a lot earlier, and then, you know, I'm just trying to sell my truck, and people are coming, and all sorts of shit, so, yeah, I've dragged this out long enough. You guys have a good day. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ScottHay86, and please like, subscribe, share, and leave a comment. I'll be back to you tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.